Today is Friday, December 20th. What to know today about a Senate trial holdup, the last Dem debate of the year, and the new tools to help you avoid robocalls. Plus, the first official day of winter, Facebook's latest project, and it's a big weekend for Star Wars. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. What happens next, now that President Trump has been impeached, is apparently in limbo. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is supposed to send the just-approved articles of impeachment for obstruction of Congress and abuse of power to the Senate. The Senate, of course, then would hold a trial to decide whether to remove Trump from office. But Speaker Pelosi is holding off, for now. The reason? The Wall Street Journal reports she's not confident the Senate, controlled by Republicans, would hold a fair trial. So she says she wants more info on the rules and Republicans' plan, like witnesses that will speak at the trial, before she hands it off. She also says she needs the info before she can make decisions about the impeachment managers or prosecutors. The Constitution doesn't explain the exact procedure here, but experts told the Wall Street Journal Pelosi does have the power to delay this process if she wants. Pelosi and other Democrats want the trial to include documents and testimony from four top administration officials that we have not heard from yet. Trump blocked them from testifying earlier in this process. So far, Senate Republicans have turned that request down. Dems say Trump is afraid of what his men might admit under oath. But Republicans say it's just because this impeachment is a charade. And they're accusing Dems of having cold feet about the Senate trial now. President Trump also criticized this latest delay, saying, quote, "The do-nothing party want to do nothing with the articles." Either way, lawmakers in Congress have now gone on break for the holidays and are not expected to return until the second week in January. To be continued. It was the final Democratic debate of the year, and the smallest one so far, with only seven of the remaining candidates hoping to get the nomination and take on President Trump in 2020. There was a moment of unity, though, last night. Most of the candidates agreed House lawmakers made the right move when they impeached President Trump earlier this week, talking about the danger of corruption or how it's important to keep the integrity of the office. Politico reports the only candidate there who was a little hesitant on that was Andrew Yang. He basically said it would be better to solve the problems that he says got President Trump elected in the first place. Otherwise, the candidates debated everything from healthcare to immigration and more. NBC News reports one of the most tense moments was between Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. Warren basically accused Buttigieg of selling access to his time by holding private fundraisers while she's out talking to ordinary voters. He responded, though, by saying it's important to raise money to beat President Trump before telling Warren her net worth is several times more than his. When the topic turned to age, Biden was asked if he could commit to running for a second term if he won. He said he won't make promises one way or another. The moderator also mentioned that Elizabeth Warren would be the oldest person ever inaugurated if she won. She responded by saying, quote, "I would be the youngest woman ever inaugurated." Of course, she would be the first woman. The New York Times is calling it the largest known leak of phone tracking data, and their findings are a little unnerving. To be clear, the information was leaked just to reporters, so no one from the public is able to access this. But it reveals 50 billion location pings of 12 million Americans, and that's just a small subset of what's tracked every day. The Times reporters also found it's pretty easy to figure out who everyone is that's been tracked. Unidentified employees of a small data company say they leaked the information because they want the public to know what really has gone on. Companies say the info is anonymous and the data secure. But critics aren't so sure we should be taking the company's word for it, since there's not much oversight. So where does all this data come from in the first place? Well, our smartphones. Smartphone apps using your location mean someone can track it, keep it, and sell it. The reporters were able to track anyone from high-ranking military officials to protesters to everyday people at home. If this freaks you out a bit, there is something you can do. For example, on an iPhone, head to your settings, click privacy, and then location services. You can choose which apps use your location and when. You'll find a link in today's show notes if you want to learn more about the steps to take. New tools are coming to help stop those annoying robocalls. Lawmakers in Congress came together to overwhelmingly approve a landmark bill to crack down on illegal calls and the people behind them. And now President Trump is expected to sign it into law. Assuming he does, The Verge says phone companies like AT&T and Verizon will have to use new tech that will help either block spam calls in the first place or at least alert customers when it's likely a robocall and not a real one. And they have to offer that tool for free. Plus, the people behind the robocalls could face a bigger fine, paying up to $10,000 per call. All of that said, there are skeptics. The AP reports some think robocallers will just be able to get around the new tech and use different techniques. We'll see. Saturday is the winter solstice, also known as the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, since we'll have the least amount of sunlight, also known as the first official day of winter. Even though meteorologists often say winter starts December 1st, the astronomical winter starts tomorrow. The winter solstice happens because the Earth spins on a tilted axis. So Saturday is when the Northern Hemisphere is tilted farthest from the sun, making it the shortest day of the year. The further north you are from the equator, the less sunlight you'll get and the longer the night will be. Vox says northern Alaska, for example, will only see about 3 hours of sunlight or less, while most of the U.S. will get between 8 and 10 hours. Then, once the sun goes down on Sunday, it is the start of the Jewish holiday Hanukkah, which lasts 8 days. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Native. Native is aluminum-free, safe, and effective with a formula where you can actually understand everything that is in your deodorant. In fact, less is more with Native, from the simple ingredients to the small amount you actually have to use for it to work. I love the scents Native offers. I use the coconut and vanilla deodorant every day, but they offer a bunch of other scents that I definitely want to try, like cucumber and mint and charcoal. And there are seasonal scents as well. Get this, they just came out with a candy cane scent for the holidays. And yes, there are options for both men and women, or even just unscented. Native is my favorite natural deodorant. I have continued to order more. So try it out and get 20% off your first purchase. Just go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. A new study is warning that it's time to take action to get healthier. Because right now, it's looking like more than half of Americans will be obese within the next decade. And 1 in 4 Americans will be severely obese, which means they'll be more than 100 pounds overweight. The study even breaks it down by state, and CNN reports 29 states, mostly in the South and Midwest, will be hit the hardest. Researchers point to the need for prevention, even more than treatment, calling for more education, better policies, and safe places to get outside to help people eat better, exercise more, and embrace healthier lifestyles. Facebook says it'll step in and stop anyone trying to mislead the public about the U.S. Census. Remember, the census is the once every 10 years survey sent to all Americans to get a better sense of the population. And the next census goes out in 2020. It's important because it helps determine how much representation different regions get in the government. And because it impacts politics, some people try to impact the results. That's why the Washington Post reports Facebook is now banning any post that lies or misleads people about when the census will go out, who can take part, and what happens with your info. Also of note from Facebook, the company is working on its own operating system so it can stop relying so much on Google, Apple, and others who run the most popular mobile software. There aren't a lot of details yet, but the information reports Facebook wants this for its own devices, such as its smart display, the portal, or future augmented reality glasses. It's all about becoming more self-sufficient. As the year comes to an end, it's the end of an era. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker is the grand conclusion to a 9-chapter saga that started more than 4 decades ago, and it's now out in theaters. Variety says there are big expectations for this film. Experts say there's no doubt it'll easily rise to the top of the box office charts this weekend, but the theater industry is also hoping the movie will give it a much-needed final boost. The box office is still 5% behind in sales compared to this time last year. That said, reviews have been mixed. Let's just say on Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is much higher than the critics. Also, the new Cats movie comes out today. The adaptation of the Broadway musical is not expected to do nearly as well as Star Wars. Also of note in entertainment, Eddie Murphy will host Saturday Night Live for the first time in 35 years. Murphy became famous on the show in the 80s and last hosted SNL in 84. He told the Today Show Now he's excited to be back, but feeling the pressure. He'll host SNL tomorrow night on NBC. And Miss America 2020 is Miss Virginia Camille Schrier. The 24-year-old college student took home the crown during last night's pageant. The title also comes with $50,000 in college scholarships. E! News reports during the show she showed off her passion for science, with her talent being a chemistry experiment on stage. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show. We so appreciate you telling your friends and family about The Newsworthy and helping us continue to grow so we can keep providing the day's news. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we mentioned in this episode. Just look in today's show notes right in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.